in an ecology class.
Since we've been discussing alternative fuels lately, I wanted to pass on to you some information I read about a new fuel that's been in the news a lot lately. It's called A21. It's composed of water and a chemical known as naphtha. It seems to be a very promising fuel because it's much cleaner than the gasoline that we use today. That's not to say that it doesn't pollute, but it is cleaner. A21 isn't like some other alternative fuels that require completely new types of engines. A21 still works in regular, everyday combustion engines, like the ones in cars, with only minor mechanical modifications. So changing over wouldn't be a big deal. You may doubt some of these claims, as many researchers have. Some people fear that because it contains about 45% water, it would freeze in the winter. But a small amount of antifreeze was added to it, and that seems to have solved the problem. A21 has recently undergone street tests and buses in Reno, Nevada. So far, it seems to work just fine. This is a good thing, especially in Nevada, because the state government there has passed a law requiring that a large percentage of vehicles in Nevada run on alternative fuels. A21 should help.
Number 42. What is the talk mainly about? Number 43. According to the talk, why is there a lot of interest in A21? Number 44. What was an early problem with A21? Number 45. What advantage does A21 have over other alternative fuels? Number 46. According to the talk, how will A21 benefit residents of Nevada?